Me is the doctor of style, of course, the slickster, and the natural Butch Reed. Now, we're happy both of you can join us. As we promised last week, word is that the superstar is feverishly working out. Incredible workouts despite the doctor's orders, despite what the clinics are saying. Let's now take you to an incredible workout. Yeah! What about it, Butch?
What about it is nothing. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed at all. You know why I'm impressed? Put Billy Graham right here beside me, baby, and you'll see why I'm not impressed. Even you people won't be impressed. Because one thing that Billy Graham will never have compared to me, and that's being natural. And I am a natural man. I don't get.
Hey, this is the Queen of Extreme, Francine, and you are listening to Phil, Jay, and that pin in the ass Choppy on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant and Unruly.
Remember, what this network wants, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
Pain is gone. My vision's shot. It's been a long week. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 437. Of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We are live on the Rant, Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media. I am Phil. Yeah, I'm Phil. And that's it. That's all you're getting tonight. Okay, so here's the deal, all right? We got a text from Choppy in earlier this week saying that he was being mandated at work for another shift at the show that he's working on, the set, whatever the fuck it is, right? So he was going to be a game-time decision. Come to find out, this episode brought to you by LensCraft is womp womp, eat a bag of fried dicks. So, yeah, Choppy said he was going to be a game-time decision. Jay has been working 12-hour shifts for the last week because of the last week's storm. And now the impending ice storm tonight that we're getting, apparently. So it was like 56 degrees this, like at like 5 a.m. to like 9:30. And then when I got home from the barbershop, it was like 30 degrees and raining and snowing. So he's assaulting the trucks, you know, getting all the salt trucks ready, and he's got to do all those things and whatever. Yeah, the crew got Shane McMahon. Well, hello, everybody in the chat room. Let's say hello to Commissioner Matt Squires. I'll explain that in a little while. Let's say hello to Mr. Roberto Domingo. Doing flips and shit. Let's say hello to Shaylin. Where is Shaylin's gimmick? There it is.
Fuck you!
And this is, I don't know. This is just because. Let's see.
Fucking bullshit!
So there we go. You're getting me tonight, fuckers. I don't know how long. Play with your nipples while playing Tutti Frutti. That's not a bad idea. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Maybe I could do that for a second. Might as well, right? Ain't nobody else here. You know? This computer sucks. But it gets the job done, though. You know? Let's see. Come on. Come on. You can do it. Load up. There you go. There you go.
Bum, 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 tootie boot, oh, rude. 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 Oh, bum, 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 I got a girl named Sue.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, so yeah, my two cohorts are at work. Keeping our one's keeping our city safe. The other one's fucking building fake living rooms for a TV show. I don't know. That's pretty much how it goes tonight. So I don't know how long I'm going to go. We're going to talk some shit. I got a nice announcement for you after the break regarding next month. And I wish the boys were here to, you know, do that with me, but they're not. So anyway, a couple weeks ago, I was really, really ill. Like, right after Christmas, I got, like, a flu type of deal. I thought I had the Rona. Turns out, it's a really bad fucking cold with an ear infection. Went to, an urgent care. Double ear infection. All right. Got the medicine. Got the eardrops. Eardrops made it worse. And the hearing still shot. Now, for those who don't know, yuck. I don't see Tootie. I see a lot of Fruity. Yeah, well. So, when I was, about 2.5, 3, my eardrums had punctured. And if they didn't catch it in time, I would have been, deaf. So, they put tubes in my ears. And back in the day, you'd have to go get them replaced every year, the drainage tubes. There's a big fancy name for them. I forgot what it is. So, I had lost a significant amount of hearing in my right ear. And I lost a little bit in my left ear, but the bad is in the right ear, so you live with it, right? You move on, and when you get older, you get the gimmicks, and you're fine, right? But after this ear infection, I still couldn't hear properly. Woke up Monday morning, I was like, I felt pain. I'm like, oh, man, this sucks. So instead of me going to a regular quack, because he's just going to give me more something for the pain, which I didn't want, I wanted to go see a specialist. I wanted to go see your ear specialist. The dude was like, all right, pulls out like 7 pounds of fucking wax. He goes, well, the reason why your ear was hurting you was because you had a lot of wax in your ear, first of all. I was like, yeah, I figured that. He goes, no more Q-tips. I'm like, no more Q-tips. He goes, and you were using, hey, what's up, Aaron? And then he goes, the eardrops didn't help because they kept making the wax expand. So that's why you had pressure on your fucking ears. And I was like, great. So he does a little test gimmick, and I have fluid in the ear, which is the reason why I was getting those tubes as a kid. So, what's up? Oh, look who it is. Look who it is. Family's in the room. Anybody see Richie?
Anybody seen Richie?
So, he's like, yeah, man, I'm going to give you some, like, prednisone and some other shit, and if the water doesn't break and leak in the ear, then I'm going to have to go in there and get it out, which is like surgery, and I got to put, so, it's day 3 of the medicine, and the ear is still fucked up, so I can barely hear out of my right ear. And that's pretty much it. And then the same day, the glasses people came, called up and said, "Oh, your glasses are ready, Mr. Ray." I'm like, "Okay." So Mod Dukes came out with me, got the glasses, went to got some barbecue. And I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I figured, you know what? I have nothing going on. I already have some topics to talk about. The throwback was actually Choppy's idea, so I'm not even going to do the throwback, but I do have an announcement regarding next month. We're going to have some fun. And anybody see what you did to Bobby? Anybody what you did Bobby Lupo? Anybody see Richie? Anybody see Richie? Anybody? These fucks. They never know where Richie is.
Anybody seen Richie?
That's what I'm saying. So, why did he do Bobby Lupo? That's Richie's business. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. How's everybody been? Everybody's like, "Oh, it's too cold. What's up, Tomas?" He's, "Oh, it's cold. It's cold." I'm like, "It's fucking winter, man. Get over it." What a week in wrestling. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I got a text from Hammer about 10 minutes ago. And he says, "Look at this poster." Okay. He sends me a poster of a card going down tonight in Vegas. 10:30 our time, 7:30 obviously in Nevada. It is Mecca V757. It's FSW Wrestling Doomsday from the Silver Nugget Casino. And the poster's got Jacob Fatu and Killer Cross. That's the main event. You got Remy Marcel versus Willie Mack, TJP, and Casey Navarro versus Jay Vidal and Damian Drake. Bullet Club's Chris Bay taking on Matt Vandegrift. K-I-N-G King! Thank you very much. Kenny King is taking on Sam Adonis. Hammerstone versus Brian Cage versus Davey Richards. And of course, like I said, Killer Cross with Scarlett versus Jacob Fatu. It's $15. I may get it. Take. Thank you very much. I'm not wearing a Takeover Club shirt though. I'm wearing Bruiser Brody and Bruiser Brody and Stan Hansen. That's what I'm wearing today. Oh, you mean the Takeover Club? Yeah, we got to do a batch of Takeover Club shirts. We got some new members. So AEW cards dropped. Got me two boxes. Hit pretty big. One signature on my second box. All right, well, sell me a double so I can give them to my son. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get some Takeover Club shirts made up this year, man. I know you guys are, some of you guys, see what, I didn't want to give it to everybody. I want it to be like an exclusive club, but you guys, most of the active people in the chat room and on the page, thank you, cuz. I don't know if we want to sell them to everybody, so I'm thinking about just picking spots, and we could give out. We could make a bunch of them and sell them to everybody if you guys buy them. I don't want to make them and nobody buys them. I know some of you will buy one. You know I got you. Yeah, of course. So, or you know, I don't think you'd have to pay for yours because some of you ain't paying for yours because you've been too good to us as fans. So, either way, though. So yeah, man, it's been a fucking, yeah, that's right, South Florida chapter. You got some competition down there in South Florida, because Double A's down there, he can rep the club too. And you got Central Florida, you got Tony C, we got people in North Florida, we got people in West Florida, so we got Florida pretty much taken care of with the club, you know. Aaron, you're down in Philly, right? We need some Southeast fucking rep over there. Shaylin's with us. On the island here, New York City. We got a lot of heads, though. Matt's going to do Cali, Commissioner Squires. He'll be the Cali chapter. You know. So, yeah, we got to get some Takeover Club shirts made up. We need some new designs and a good, cheap printer that's going to do them nice. We need some new designs, though. So, if you guys want to help us out with that, that'd be cool. And whoever gives me the best design... And it'll be voted on by the OGs, meaning myself, Rob, Elaine, Hammer. If it gets voted on, it's legit. Then, but yeah, yeah, man. Philly is in the house. Yo, man, you guys got a serious fucking homeless problem down there, man. That's so sad. I was down there in December, and I was in Central Philly, and I got to tell you, man, that is just, it reminds me of the of New York in the 80s, man. We could tag team Double A in the war. Oh shit, yeah, yeah, it's true, it's true. But yeah, the homeless situation in Philly is fucking awful. You guys got to address that shit. So, but anyway, not you personally, obviously, Aaron. I'm talking about the city itself. I would never expect you to fucking get up there and be like, "Hey, listen, guys, let's go, let's go. All you homeless people, go away." But yeah, Philly. I've been going down there since the 90s, man. It's my second home. Surf is down there too, so I don't know if he'll get a shirt though. He keeps ruining TV shows for me. Not gonna happen. So, but speaking of ruining things, thank you to Matt Squires for putting my disgusting fat face on even uglier face, which is George Animal Steel. I appreciate that. You put Jay's face on anything and he's gorgeous. You know, Choppy's hit and miss because he's a gypsy. He's got that gypsy charm, you know. But me, not so much. I'm a disgusting fat body. And you put my disgusting fat body face on George Animal Steel, I'm still going to be a disgusting fat body. So there you go. So, yeah, I might get that card tonight, 10:30. Might order that shit. $15, can't go wrong with the gimmicks, you know. But, where do I go? I have a whole bunch of news. I have a whole bunch of news that you can use. And I did watch some wrestling this week. I watched a little bit of Raw because I wanted to get Surfer Takeover socks. Oof. Yeah, you can't get Choppy socks, though, because he doesn't wear them. He has those big talons and cut his fucking toenails. Yeah, so I did watch a little bit of Raw, unfortunately, only because I wanted to see the fallout from the Royal Rumble. We'll talk about that in a second. And I watched AEW. We'll talk about that. I watched NXT this morning. And let's see. All right. So I enjoyed the Rumble. If you listened to last week's episode, which I hope you did, you know that I called the women's winner, right? That was pretty cool. Let me take some of this cola. Hey, can somebody check the rant chat room and make sure that we're streaming live on there? If you guys don't mind. Excuse me. So, I called Ronda Rousey winning. I did call KO winning, but then during the night, Choppy and I got into a really good text conversation because Choppy was also watching. It was his birthday. We were all snowed in at that point. At that point, Staten Island got about, I don't know, 8 to 10 inches of snow, so we didn't go anywhere. He goes, your guy got tossed. I basically called the entire card that night. And I said, then I texted him. I was like, well, KO was gone. Wouldn't it be dope if with Lesnar losing earlier with the double swerve from Paul Heyman, wouldn't it be cool if Brock put himself as number 30 and wins the fucking Rumble? And when the music went off the chop, he's like, you fucking called it, you know? So, yeah, I look forward to the Rumble every year, man. I love it. Sometimes I don't like the outcome, but I like it. It just reminds everybody that it's WrestleMania time, man. So yeah, I like the ending of it. People poo pooing on it. I wasn't mad at it at all. I didn't see the beef. The rant feed is good. Thank you, Rob. I enjoyed it, and I like where they're going with it. You know, they needed something new with the women's division. Leave the NXT girls where they are so that, you know, they don't bring them up and get lost in the fucking shuffle. But, you know, Becky, I know, what's her face comeback? What the hell? Bailey with the, her tits are massive. Nobody notices because she wears those big sports bras. But, yeah, Bailey's coming back soon. But then now you got, you know, Bianca, Sasha's hurt. So now Ronda Rousey's back. It's going to be interesting, you know? They're going to... Phil loves the Bad Bunny. No, I really don't. I don't understand Bad Bunny. I know speaky Spanish. But all his songs sound the same. It's like... And even rap aside, it's all that... It's this mumbling nonsense. But the kids love him. He's over. And he likes it. I like any celebrity or actor, actress, musician that's into wrestling. He's into wrestling. There was a clip of him getting a mask from Rey Mysterio, which I thought was pretty fucking cool. So, yeah. I was like, just shut the fuck up, you know. But no, anyway, I enjoyed it, man. And they're gonna put Seth Rollins in the title picture. I'm sure Kevin Owens. Maybe they bring Finn Balor back. You know, just to make it interesting. Yeah, Shaylin, you could probably translate it for us too. If you don't like him and you're Spanish, if you don't like him, then I know I'm not in that what do you call it? In the minority over there, the majority, whatever the hell it is. My phone is. Everybody wants to text me now while I'm broadcasting. Stop texting me. So, stop it, man. Stop it. It won't stop. It won't stop. It's ridiculous. Gotcha. Anyway, with that being said, I enjoyed the Rumble. I really did. And now I'm really excited for WrestleMania. So I'm hoping to see all our pals for a party, hopefully. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he's rapping about. I don't think anybody knows what he's rapping about, Shaylin. But the kids love him. So, I respect anybody who can get in the ring, you know, like that, you know. But yeah, Mania's 2 days this year. It's going to be fun. NXT was all right this week. I don't get the allure with some of these women, NXT girls. They're not very good. They brought back the Japanese chick, which was good. Yeah, the Kofi botch sucked too in the Royal Rumble. But they're making LA Knight a jobber. I don't like that. They're making him job out to other, you know. I'm just getting pissed off about that, you know. He was like,
yeah.
I was like, come on, man. Don't do it.
Dummy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, man, they cleaned up Cameron Grimes. They gave him, like, real clothes. I'm like, all right, whatever. I do like Carmelo Hayes a lot, though. I think he's a star. And Kurt Hennig was right. Rap is crap. Yeah. Did you know the, what were they called? The West Texas Rednecks? They pulled their stuff off of Spotify, I heard. You know? Fuck Neil Young, man. I'm not a big Joe Rogan guy, but... But just fuck Neil Young. Hope he fucking chokes on his fucking guitar, that cockbag. You're 107 years old. Folk music isn't fucking popular anymore, you big douche. You know? Whether Joe Rogan's right or wrong, let him spew his fucking nonsense, you know? Whatever, man. Fuck Neil Young. Fucking... Your Bumble rap is crap. Bumble, mumble, jumble. It's all crap. What else is going on? The Rumble, I got that. Okay, yeah. So, let's talk about Brock Lesnar for a second. The double swerve with Paul Heyman was brilliant. I'm sure SmackDown will be interesting tonight. We'll hear what they have to say from the fallout of the Rumble. I like Brock by himself, though. He can actually talk. He can actually cut a promo. Was he better with Heyman? I think everybody's better with Heyman. If you had Heyman as your mouthpiece. If I took Paul Heyman to the bank, I'd be a millionaire, probably. You know, that dude could talk the pants off you if you were a stripper, you know? So, I'm not mad at that. And I like what they're doing with Brock. I really, really, really do. I was even impressed with Lashley, and I don't like Lashley. And Chops and I were having a conversation about Sloppy Lashley. I said, you know, Lashley's holding his own the last couple of months, the last 6 months of his run, man. You know, he's got MVP, his mouthpiece, who Stephanie calls a pimp. She's like, he's dressed like a pimp. I'm like, no, he's not. That's Mr. 305, and that's not Pitbull either. That's our Mr. 305. But yeah, nah, I like what they're doing with them, and the build up with them too was great because they have, like we talked about last week, they have history. You know, history is important. History is what you need sometimes to tell a good story in wrestling. You know, it's I know I piss and moan about storylines all the time because that's what I'm, what I hold to a standard. I hold everything. You know, the real wrestling show comes out of 10. Yeah. We know. We'll get into that in a few minutes. That those AEW guys. Right now, we're talking about the mothership, which is World Wrestling Entertainment. So, I like what they're doing with Goldberg. I like what they're doing with Seth Rollins. I like what they're doing, like I said, bringing back Ronda Rousey. They're going to be doing some good things. Take the belt off Punishment Mark Gasser, whatever the hell his name is. Damian Choppy Priest, whatever the fuck his name is, that guy. Take the belt off him. He's awful. I like AJ going solo again. Maybe it'll give him another run or two soon. I'm not mad at that. You know, we talked about guys who didn't need titles. A lot of guys don't need titles per se, but they do need to be in better storylines. If you're not going to put a belt on somebody really good, give them a good story. They deserve that as a performer and as a long-lasting superstar. Pardon me. I'm having a hard time sleeping with this ear and fucking... I'm exhausted now by like 7 o'clock at night because I'm up at 3 in the morning every day now. Even on my days off. So, it's, you know, it's fun. You know, it's... And then, you know, they talk about the Elimination Chamber. They're bringing Goldberg back for that. Whatever. Bringing Goldberg is just, you know, is the same thing as Tony Khan using fucking Sting every week, you know. So it's an attraction at this point, you know. Yeah. But Brock will probably either win the Chamber, or he'll cause somebody that he wants to beat up to lose, you know. Maybe he'll cost Roman his match if he does fight Roman, because I don't know. But then the other article that came out was the profits that they made last year in the fourth quarter, WWE. Over $1 billion. And right away people are like, well, if they didn't fire 90 employees last year. I heard this guy on TikTok. If they didn't fire 90 employees last year, you know, they would have some. Look, dude, big companies fire people all the time. It's what it is. They're going to make $1 billion because why? Because they have 7 hours of programming on two major networks. They're getting money from these networks. They're getting money from Universal for streaming on the cock. Okay? You can't call them pay-per-views. What do they call them now? Premium live events. They're streaming those on the gimmick. By the way, that peak, the cock app is fucking terrible to navigate. I was trying to watch the Olympics last night. And I was trying to switch from curling to ice hockey, and it was like I kept getting the fucking the Applebee kids, the fucking figure skaters. Like I was annoyed, but anyway, I digress. Yeah, they're gonna make money hand over foot, and you know why? Because they can. They still have the best production. They still have the best setup, technology wise. No one's touching them, no matter how bad the product is, no matter how shitty they get. And that's pretty much it. People were mad. Shane McMahon was let go, allegedly, because he was the one who put himself... Not only did he put himself in the Rumble, but he produced that final. And everybody was mad at him. I'm like, yo, leave Shane alone, okay? If you're the boss's son, you don't quietly get... You know, you don't quietly get fired. The cock does stink. Well, that cock stinks anyway. And it's not going to hurt sales, you know. They still have some of the best merchandise. They still sell, and they're getting gates back. That people are showing up to shows again. There's a bit of a, I don't want to say a drop. Well, not here anyway, but throughout the country, there's a significant drop in new COVID-19 cases. And people are just, you know, breaking free. They want to get back into the life. They want to get back into their routine. So they're going back to matches. They fucking sold out that Rumble practically. I think it was sold out. But that was a great gate, man. That was insane. They drew, and I'm telling you, they're gonna draw for Mania down in Texas. It's gonna be insane for 2 days. I don't know. I'm still a little worried about going to shit. I've been to a couple things already and I was worried about it. But what do I know, right? I'm just a fan. But yeah, but people are trying to get their shit together and they're trying to put their lives back in certain parts of the world right now. It's okay to go out more and do some shit. And with the impending fucking baseball strike, I'm going to need something to do this spring because I'm getting, well, that's another story. I was going to break into a philatorial, but I don't think I have time for that. I want to just get this stuff out of the way and salvage the rest of my evening. Now that my cohorts aren't here. What'd you call us before? The Trinity of Mooks? It's such a trend to bash WWE, but they're still on top. They're always going to be on top. They're always going to be on top. They still do things the right way. There's a blueprint that they follow. It's not in our demographic anymore. It's not our TV anymore. And like Bazza says all the time, it's a TV show about wrestling. There's no more wrestling on TV. There are hints of it, and I'm still watching to get my hints, and I'll pull something negative out of every show they have, and positive, because I'm a fan, and it's what I know, and I can bash it. I'm entitled. I think everybody's entitled. You're a fan, but it's trendy, and I'm not a trendy guy. You know, I'll just call it like I see it I'm getting to be like the old man on the yelling to get off my lawn, you know, especially at work too. I'm like, I'm getting to that age where I'm like, I don't give a shit. And if you're out of my demographic, even better, because now you have to really try to impress me after watching it for over 35 years, right? So it's like, you know, I'm like one of those fucked up kids that go to like a rock concert or a hardcore show or something, and they're in the middle of the mosh pit, and they got their arms crossed like, yeah, bro, impress me, you know? I'm like one of those guys now, impress me. You know, and they do. They have good stuff going on there, and they have terrible stuff going on there. But, you know, it's what it is. And I think every show out there has good and bad. But, yeah, over $1 billion in the fourth quarter. Like, come on. By the fourth quarter, I should say. You know? They did sign Santino's daughter, who's a fucking piece of ass. Have you seen this chick? What the fuck is her name? Bianca Carelli? Have you seen her with the big shit locker? She's got I'm going to call her the Canadian shit locker. Or the Canadian shit destroyer. How about that? Because she's got a big, fat wagon. How do you say wagon in French? Le wagon? French-Canadian? But, yeah, she's a cutie. She was Miss Teen Toronto or Miss Teen Canada or something like that. She's been training at Devon's school in Florida, the 3D Academy. And she just signed to the center, so she'll have some kind of made up name and some stupid gimmick, and she'll be on TV in about maybe a half a year. So we'll see. But apparently, she's picked up pretty well. So, all right, what else we got here? Let me check that off. Got the Profits. I got Shane. I got fucking Oldberg. Okay, let's move over to Tuesday nights. I watched NXT this morning, like I said, and it's weird. It's a little different. Imperium is great, and I mentioned the other guys before, Cameron Grimes and all them. Some of the girl stuff is ridiculous, whatever, like I said before, and I'm not really too keen on Ciampa still being there. He doesn't look right. Was he dressed up like a man for the men's rumble? I'm going to say yeah, probably. No, I'm joking. I don't know. It'd be funny if she did, though. Yeah, and that's pretty much it with Tuesdays. Wednesday nights, you know what that means. That means Phil gets stuck in fucking traffic on the way home, and he watches AEW on his phone. So AEW was pretty good this week. They, the Punk MJF thing climaxed very well. Jay called it. Punk had to lose in his hometown, and he did. Building up Wardlow was a really another genius move. Can we keep Brandi Rhodes off fucking TV, though? This had nothing to do with Cody. You guys all know I don't like Cody that much. But she's nice on the eyes, but she is fucking terrible on the stick. Get her out of the ring, please. She was... please. AEW lowest ratings ever. Yeah, I don't go by that no more, man. I don't care about the ratings anymore. Because wrestling isn't popular. You know why wrestling? You know how I know wrestling's not popular? When AEW's top star is doing shitty reality shows and shitty game shows for the network that wrestling league is on. Back in the day, you didn't see Dusty Rhodes calling Braves games on a superstation, right? Did you? No. Did you see Ric Flair on fucking on Field and Stream on a superstation TBS? No, you didn't. You didn't. Was Nikita Koloff making appearances on the Andy Griffin Show? No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Stop, okay, with that. This annoys me. But anyway, yeah, they're making Wardlow a star, all right? Brandi Rhodes is terrible. The Adam Cole thing was fun. I enjoyed that. I love everything Adam Cole does, but that's besides the point. Here's something that was interesting. So, apparently Brian Kendrick... Spanky, for those who are in the know, apparently said some disparaging things about the Holocaust, some other stuff on the internet. Tony Khan initially signed him to fight Moxley. Right, he was selling RVs. He wasn't fucking doing play-by-play. Here's a 3-2 there to Dale Murphy. Let me tell you something there, Brad. Dale Murphy is a fine outfielder. He is the bullet of the outfield. No, he wasn't doing that. I lost my train of thought now. What the fuck was I saying? What the hell was I saying about AEW? Oh, yeah. So Moxley was supposed to fight Spanky. Spanky said some stuff. Tony Khan pulls him. Spanky apologizes. But he fights somebody else, and then he wins the match, and here comes Bryan Danielson and says they should team up and they should, you know, recruit some guys out of there and put them in the right direction and whatever. I think Danielson's plotting him to be a heel and he's going to turn and they're going to have a little feud. Eddie Kingston's ready to come back. His eye's all good, you know. Inner Circle's going to break up. I'm happy about that. Jericho hopefully will tour for a half a year. We won't have to see him. And, you know, we're hoping the Briscoes jump FTR eventually. After they're done beating up on Anderson's kid. You know, it just should be fun. There's a lot of good things going on over there. You know, but, and then I heard they want to sign Keith Lee. Can we stop with the signings? Can we stop with the signings? Can you build talent? You got Daniel Garcia, who just won the PWG fucking Los Angeles match, the Battle of Los Angeles. He just won that tournament. The kid is a fucking star. Build stars. Build stars. Stop putting 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. Okay? Stop it, Tony Khan. You have a good thing going over there. Don't fucking ruin it. You're going to ruin it, dick, as Jim Brewer would say. You're going to ruin it, dick. Walk it off there, dick. But yeah, you're going to ruin it. Speaking of Moxley, he is headlining the New Japan pay-per-view in the Windy City of Chicago. Windy City Riot. I believe that's Rob's birthday weekend. Rob, can you confirm that? I know your birthday is around that time. I forget what day it is. I'm a terrible fucking friend. Tony Khan thinks free agents are like Pokemon. You should put Tony Khan's face on fucking Squirtle, okay? That's what you should be doing. Don't put my face on George Animal Steel. Put Tony Khan's face on fucking Pokemon. That's what you should be doing. Gotta catch them all, right? My little brother, Anime Mike, he just sold a bunch of Pokemon cards. Profit, too, man. He's had them for 30 years, you know? But, yeah, got to catch them all. Stop. You don't have to, TK. You don't have to. You can listen to all of AEW's comings and goings on the Mark Order podcast live every Wednesday after Dynamite. Do I want to go to Chicago? I can't afford to pay attention. So, if somebody pays my way or we hit the lotto or something, yeah, maybe I'll go. Put my face on Swoggle. Why? Are you a glutton for punishment? I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, New Japan doing it big. They keep it some of the Bullet Club guys stateside. They just had a match on Impact. It was Rob's favorite, Jay White, Chris Bay, and the Gorillas. They beat Ace Austin, Madman Fulton, Jake something. Who names these fucking guys on Impact? Jake something? Madman Fulton? Sounds like a fucking journeyman from the NWA. You know? Here's Madman Fulton. He's going to be facing the Barbarian. Anyway. Matt Cardona beat Jordan Grace for the digital media fucking / television title. Fuck Jay White. # fuck Jay White. Yeah, man. He's going to be in New York in 2 weeks. Next weekend, doing House of Glory or something like that. I think Rob's going to make him his Valentine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Matt Cardona won the... he beat Jordan Grace for that title. The No Surrender card's coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Moose is fighting Morrissey. Who's that? Big Kaz, right? Mickey Cutlets, who was in the Rumble, defending against Tasha Steele, the Knockouts Championship. Team Impact is fighting Team No Honor. And Kenny King is joining the fray with them. And the Gorillas are fighting the Good Brothers. Not the tag team titles I want them to win, but you know what? To see our boys, Tama Tonga and Tangalo on American soil kicking some fucking ass, I'm not mad at that at all. So that's what I want to see this year. I want to see the Gorillas and the Briscoes come to these feds and just beat up on people. That should be the Goon Squad Tour 2022. You know what I'm saying? I don't have any other news, man. I have no other news. You guys have any other news you want me to talk about? There's something else on your mind? Something tickling your tits before I take a break? I don't know how long I'm going to be staying on tonight because I don't have really nothing to talk about except for what I had on written down. I'm not going to do the throwback because Choppy wanted to do it, so I'll leave that for him. It was supposed to be ECW. We were going to do ECW's Crossing the Line again. I'll tell you what I've been watching. Old School Wrestling from way back. Of course you. Why shouldn't you? You should be watching it all the time on your free time instead of watching whatever's on TV. Crap. I should be watching the NHL skills competition because the All-Star game is tomorrow. But I'm taping it, so because I wanted to give my time to you guys since my mooks aren't showing up tonight. So, my fucking phone's ridiculous. Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 7:39 in the morning. Fantastic. I answer these text messages before people stop texting me. What the hell? Oh, no. Oh, no. When managers find you on social media, no. I'm not adding you as a friend, you fucking jerk off. This guy tried to add me on Instagram. On Martin Luther King Day, I worked the shift. I'm in the office. I'm dispatching, right? Quick story. And I have my mask hanging, my face mask hanging off my ear because I was eating a bag of trail mix. Manager comes in, he goes, "You should be wearing your mask." I was like, "Yeah, when I'm done eating, I will." He goes, there was three other people in the office with me. He goes, "You guys aren't sitting 6 feet apart." I said, "No, we're not." He goes, "You should wear your mask." I said, "All right, you want me to poke a hole in the mask and finish my trail mix?" He goes, I don't like your answer. Maybe I'll send you home." And I was like, "Send me home? That's the best thing you could do right now. I don't want to be here on a fucking holiday." Now this fucking asshat's going to add me as a friend on Instagram. Boy, he can eat a bag of fried dicks, huh? What does Matt say here? I was watching old Nitros, always in Hogan, doing a serious promo, ending calling his thing a wean the dog. Yeah. I played a promo to open the show. It was Butch Reed, the Natural, with the Slickster, and their ongoing feud with superstar Billy Graham. It is Black History Month. We're not going to showcase matches and cards like we did back in the day with Mega Powers, but we are going to acknowledge many, many, many amazing African Americans that blessed the ring, that gave us wonderful memories in the squared circle. I just, you know, there could be, there's a poster I put on the gimmick. It was yesterday or the day before. The poster was beautiful, whoever did it. And even Trinity, what's her face? Naomi, she posted it too on her Instagram after I posted mine. So it was circulating a bunch of places. But, you know, February is Black History Month. Does the natural man drink natural ice? I don't know. I don't know. Butch Reed, I didn't see him as the beer slugging kind. He was pretty, I don't know, maybe. Natural ice, oof, that's a hard sell. I was in Pittsburgh a bunch of years ago, and my ex-father-in-law was like, hey, man, you want to drink some beer and watch the fucking Penguins game? I'm like, yeah, why not? And I sat in his garage and drank natural ice, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I drank like a case of that shit, and I was out. I was like, what am I doing with my life? Wasn't the worst beer I ever had, but wasn't the best beer either, you know? But yeah, it is Black History Month. If you can, go watch some old school black wrestling, man. Go watch some JYD and some Butch Reed from Mid-South. You know, Bobo Brazil, former U.S. champion, did win the world title one night in a fucking segregated town, but they wouldn't give him the belt because they're fucking racist cocksuckers. But, you know, Iceman, King Parsons, of course, the great Ron Simmons. You know, there was so many, Rocky Johnson, Soulman Rocky Johnson, Tony Atlas, Mr. USA, even before the foot fetish, you know. You had so many great fucking African-American wrestlers, man. You really, then you had really shitty ones like Zeus, you know. you had the Pistol Pez Watley. You had Brickhouse Brown. You had so many good solid African-American wrestlers, man. Like, really, really good, you know. But, yeah, do yourself a favor. You got about 24 days left in the month. Get yourself antiquated with some good African-American wrestling. You know, that doesn't mean watch Samba Simba matches, you racist bastards. Ernest the Cat Miller, you could definitely watch some of his matches, I agree. So many, man. So Jay Lethal right now, Jonathan Gresham is probably the best on the planet right now. There's so many, you know. I even watch Kamala matches when he had both his feet. You know, watch those Kamala matches. They're pretty good. Who else? I mean, The Rock is half black. Does that count? I don't know. He's mulatto. I don't know. You guys decide. I'm not gonna make that decision. It's too late in the day for me to make that decision. All right? A surf would say, okay. There's so many. Miss Jacqueline, if you want to go the ladies route. Shit. Jazz, she was fucking great. Her husband, though, Rodney Mack, not so much. Of course, fucking D'Lo Brown, the great Mark Henry. You know, the Godfather, or when he was Papa Shango, or when he was Right the Censor, the good father, the Godfather, with or without the hose, you know, 2-foot Kamala, yeah, yeah. You guys remember when Hammond was little, and we used to have the Santa's Little Helper gimmick, and I used to make him write a list of what he wanted to give wrestlers for Christmas? He wanted to give Kamala new feet. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. That was all him. And one year, he wanted to give Triple H new haircut, and he wanted to give Shawn Michaels more hair, and he wanted to give Kamala his feet back. That was very nice of him, right? He's probably listening right now, doing his fucking, his mods. So, who else is doing this? Oh, no. That's why we can't have nice things. Anyway. Anything else before I go to break? You guys want me to cover something before I go to break? Because I want to play a commercial, and then I come back, I have an announcement about next month, what we'll be doing next month. And that's pretty much it. I don't know. Let me see. How's the screen doing? I got the chat room going, but I haven't seen myself on the screen yet. All right. Cool in the gang. That's good. All right. All I have for Christmas is my 2 front feet. This is true. This is true. All right. I'm going to take a quick break, okay? And thank you for everybody hanging out with us tonight. We are live on The Rant. We're still part of the Shining Wizards Network. We're still part of Dark Satellite Media. It's Phil. It's the beautiful chat room. Augie is with me. He's passed out on his in his cubicle on the side of the entertainment center. So he'll wake up when I go to bed probably, because he's not used to having me here more than I usually am. So let's take a quick break. Let's plug our friends. And we have a cool little segment for you when we get back. I'm very excited about the project I'm working on. And I'm glad that someone's in the chat room. He can confirm all this nonsense because he kind of caught on to what I was doing. So you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's episode 437. And Lord Alfred Hayes will take us to the break.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Hey, this is Colt Cabana, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy. What kind of name is Choppy? Ugh.
I've been using by Murat. It's the target.
Hey, it's Tony Schiavone of AEW, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Jay, and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
Still having himself a ball.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Sorry for the audio snafu. It wouldn't be a Turnbuckle Throwback show without one. Episode 437. It's Phil. No Jay, no Choppy. Got the chat room, though. We're live on the rant. We're not live to tape tonight. Hope everybody's having a good night. I can see now better on the computer. All right, so your next question should be, why is Phil playing the theme to the Harlem Globetrotters? This is not a basketball podcast. No, it's not definitely a basketball podcast. But last year, we did a pretty cool tournament for like March Madness for tag teams. And it got a little bit derailed a little bit because of the nonsense on Facebook, not posting pictures and stuff like that. And didn't you know, discourage me. I saw it through. It was just annoying my life. So, with that all being said, there was a conversation last week on the show with Choppy and I. And this comes up a lot in our friendship. I've known Choppy now almost 10 years. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, so let me just give you a back. If for those who don't know, we tried to get the Honky Tonk Man on a show a few years ago. And he was interested, swapped a couple of emails with him. And we told him what the show was about, what we do, and we'd like to have him on. He was an intricate part of history, whatnot. And he says, no, I don't do AM, FM radio. I don't do podcasts. It's not my thing. And within 2 months, he was on Colt Cabana's podcast. So, you know, fuck him. So now I'm like I'm really anti Honky Tonk Man in terms of that. And his place in history still baffles me, right? So Ricky Steamboat wants out. He wants to go with his family, wants to, you know, whatever he wants to do. He doesn't want to be champion no more. So he drops the belt to Honky Tonk Man. And they kept it on him until August of 88. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, you mean to tell me there's so many guys that could have won the title in between, or not even him? So we started talking about mid-card guys, and then guys who, and then our listeners who listen to the show are like, I can't believe this. You don't like this person, you don't like that person. And those are personal preferences, but they did not deserve the title. There are so many mid-card guys from, I want to say, 87 to at least 1990, 91 that could have been the IC champion. And even if they were transitional champions, right? So this is what we're going to do, okay? We are going to have a mid-card March Madness tournament, okay? 68 wrestlers, hopefully, we can get. And they're all going to be in brackets named after job guys, okay? So since Matt Squires texted me, he asked me if that's what I was doing, and I said yes. He figured me out. He is now the commissioner of the mid-card March Madness, right? And what he's going to do, he's going to oversee all the matches, and we're going to do a selection show like they do in the NCAA when they pick the Sunday night before the tournament. They pick all the teams that are in the brackets. We're going to pick the wrestlers on a live Sunday show. It's either going to be the first Sunday or the second Sunday of March. Usually it's Staten Island's St. Patty's Day Parade. I'm nowhere near Irish, but I love that parade. I mentioned it before a bunch of times. Staten Island has the second biggest St. Patty's Day Parade in the five boroughs in the city. And it's a beautiful day. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of good music, a lot of great food. So I try to make it to that. If it's that day, I hope do it that night. So since Matt's on a 3-hour difference, Pat Tanaka versus Doink Dream match. Oh, okay. But we're going to do a selection Sunday, and we're going to pick the wrestlers and put them in brackets, and then you guys are going to vote for the winners and the losers. And it's going to be a fantastic tournament. It's for me, like I said, and then the winner of the tournament, the wrestler who wins it, is going to get his own storyline. And he's going to win the Intercontinental Championship. And we're either going to do it where we all write a separate ones, or we're going to write one together, or we'll have you guys write one. You guys will swap. Like, you know, maybe we'll give a prize away. I don't know. But it's just there's so many guys that could have been Intercontinental Champion. The belt itself is very significant, right? I mean, it's if you were the IC champion, that means you were one. You were the number one contender to the championship, to the world championship, right? That's number one. But then it became the work title, the guys who can work, the Tito Santanas of the world, the Don Morocco's, the Pedro Morales's, you know, Greg Valentine, and then it went to, you know, and then Macho Man, and you know, and on and on and on. Ricky Steamboat. I don't know why, but Honky Tonk Man. Then they put it on the Ultimate Warrior, but setting him up for stardom. But that belt told stories. In a lot of house shows I went to as a kid, the IC title was either the IC or the tag title was the headliner, because the championship match for the world title was always in the middle of the card. Because at the end of the night, they can announce the main event. They can announce the championship matches for next month. Okay, so. But that belt is pretty significant. So, but there was so many guys, and there's a lot of guys who didn't need a belt, right? We talked about Piper, we talked about Jake, but now Piper did win it, but Jake Roberts could have won that title, and he's my pick, and I'll get into that when we do it. But there's so many guys that you could have put it back on Santana, you could have put it on one of the big men like Bam Bam or Bundy or Stud or. You know, any one man gang? How about that, Butch Reed? Like we just talked about Butch Reed before, it's that kind of party. Okay, so we're gonna have a mid card madness, March Madness tournament. It's gonna be fantastic. Matt Squire is your official commissioner of this tournament. He will be on with me, and hopefully the guys can join us. We'll probably get a whole bunch of people on that night. Maybe we'll join in, like on you know, big chat. We'll bring over some of our regulars on. Who the hell is this? Texting me. Oh, it's Hammer. So, yeah, but I just, you know, it's going to be exciting, and I hope you guys are excited. I was excited just talking to Matt about it yesterday, or the day before. It was the day before I was at work. But we're going to try to get him on. I know Sunday is a rough for him, so I told him I'd try to accommodate the time and stuff like that because he's 3 hours behind with us. So, you know. Good times, kids. Good times. Very good times. I'm excited. Hope you guys are too. That's pretty much it for me. I have nothing else for you guys, unfortunately. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Is there something you want to do before I head out of here? Please drop it in the comments quickly before I log off so I could, you know, hang out the rest of the night and do my thing. You know. I don't know. Anything? Nothing? Not many people in the chat room anymore. You all left me. I don't expect you to be here. It's a Friday night, you know? You guys have lives. Girlfriends, maybe. I don't know. Let's see here. All right, let's do that. I mean, I'd be easily swayed. Meaning, I can't be easily swayed. Yeah. It's awesome. I'm excited, man. I mean, I like these little projects, and it could be something that we could do. I mean, we did two of them already. We have to get, obviously, we need material, but this could be a thing. We may pull guys from the old Crockett and WCW days. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyway, let me get out of here because you guys aren't really responding to anything, and I can only give you. I hate doing this by myself, so it was last minute shit. I didn't want to, you know, not say hello to you guys. You expecting all three of us, and I apologize. Hopefully, we'll be back next week. If not, one of them hopefully will be here next week. I don't know. But thank you very much for hanging out with me tonight. I really appreciate you guys. And we will be back next week, and we'll have a date hopefully for the tournament picks. Have a good rest of your week. Stay safe. Love you guys. And peace out.